All right, guys, it is time to tell the people about Sand and Soul. Sand and Soul will be hosted at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Where, Steve? Tell them.
In hot-ass Punta Cana.
Dominican Republic, October 10th through the 14th. The event includes luxury room accommodations. Tell them about the food, Steve. And
every
drink.
Damn thing you can put your lips on and want to eat 24/7. Whether it's in your room or any one of them 23 restaurants, yours included.
That's right. And tickets to over 15 events, Junior.
Yes, we do have tickets to over 15 events. First of all, we got Genuine with the Welcome to Paradise party. Then you got the Steve Harvey Morning Show crew. Reception with the live Q&A. Then we got Uncle Steve hosting Showtime at the Apollo.
Showtime. Yeah,
and the Vault Master Class. Where is that going to be at, Unc?
Hot-ass Punta Cana.
Cannot.
Dougie Fresh himself, the human beatbox, with an 80s party. Yes. Then we going to have myself, RSJ, and Tony Robbins with the Tears of Joy comedy show. And where in lovely what?
Hot-ass Punta Cana.
You're so stupid.
Come on, Shirley.
Marjorie Harvey and Carla Farrell are celebrating their birthdays.
Yes, we
that weekend.
Are.
That's right. And
Libras, make some noise. Libras.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
And then the Beauty Bar is going to be hosted by Marjorie Harvey with Lisa Ray. And don't forget about the grand finale concert with DJ Kid Capri. So, Steve, tell them where to go to get tickets and information.
In hot. I mean, what?
That's it. You can do that, too.
Oh, the ticket information.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. SandandSoul.com. Steve Harvey. SandandSoul.com.
That's right. Or you can call 800.
Where is it going to be, Steve?
684-2825. Where, Steve?
Yeah, where is it
going to
be?
You're missing your cues.
Well, the question is you going to make it?
Where will I not be, Steve?
Yeah, we're not doing that. No.
That segment is over.
My bad.
Insensitive things people say to sick people. That segment is over.
But that fit. Be quiet, Junior. Don't encourage.
Jay, listen to man. Why don't you come this year?
I'm going to come. I'll be there.
Okay. Good. October 10th through the 14th, go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com or you can call 800.
I'm taking my leukemia treatments right now. By now, I should be all finished. By then, I'll be all finished and leukemia-free. So, yes.
Amen. That's right.
You can join us where, Uncle Steve?
In hot-ass Punta Cana.
That's right. All right, listen, we're moving on. Talking about mama's boys, wow. A new survey shows that a staggering 70% of 18 to 34-year-old men have accepted handouts from their parents over the past year. The survey also found that the giving and taking doesn't seem to end as the years go on either.
No.
With 60% of adults in their 30s. Do you know this from experience, Jay? 60% of adults in their 30s still taking payments from the parents. And I got to ask you guys, Steve, what kind of parenting advice do you have for parents with older kids dealing with this situation?
Cut their ass off.
I knew it.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I have never in my life asked my mom for $1,000. I never even, that statement never came out of my mouth. As an old man who I am stand before you today, I have never gone to my mama and said, I'm going to need how much you need? I need $1,000. $1,000. One whole thousand. Now, it's so weird. My son bought me something yesterday, and I said I'd give him the money back. And he said, no, you keep it because I'm going to pay you back. I'm like, you're going to take $5 to pay me back the thousands out? You already owe me? Really? No, you keep that.
Yeah.
You keep that.
So he would just owe you $995.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't. No, am I right, Steve? You can't bring up what they owe you. You cannot bring it up.
My kids will start crying. Why? If I tell them everything, they owe me.
Oh, yeah.
You can't bring it up.
Yeah.
First of all, life.
Your college education, your car, your down payment on your house, your business venture, your moving expenses, getting your ass out of jail.
Yeah, we did all that. Done that.
Too much.
Court cases.
TMI.
Operations. Operations. Yeah.
Operations.
But my son had a back operation. We didn't have insurance. I paid for it.
Oh, I thought you were
kidding. Don't bring that up. Don't bring it up.
You can't bring it up?
Can't bring nothing up. No. Mm-mm. Mm. Love him to death, though. Don't bring it up. No, because with bringing it up is, there we go with that. Yeah.
You got to bring that up. You had to bring that up, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What? So, Steve, you're saying just cut them off? The parents need to just cut the kids off?
At a certain age, yeah.
But, I mean, if they have nothing, if they don't have a job or anything.
Come on. Here's the problem. You'll always be their parents.
Yeah.
Right. You can always love them.
You can't let them go under.
Right.
Especially you have a way to keep them from going under.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they know that.
You have to find the balance of making them stand on their own 2 feet and not letting them crumble.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you fall, but I'm not going to let you crumble.
Right.
Falling, I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't going to let you go under.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the girls for me are different. My girls
totally.
Are different.
Oh, they are?
Totally different.
Yeah, my girls.
They can't. Fiona Shirley. They can't ever go under or fall.
They can't go I under. Can I fall. Can't let the girls go under.
Oh, my God.
Girls can fall. Moms, you know.
That's moms, but I can't.
But my mom never let me. I mean,
but moms need to handle girls because men are just suckers.
Yeah.
It's way too easy.
And you're right. I've never.
Marjorie
asked my
has
mom
told
for
me
thousand.
You ain't giving her nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. That's what I mean by fall. You know.
Yeah.
The same rules apply. But I get it with the men and their daughters. Mm-hmm. But
I
moms?
Never asked my mama for.
No, neither did I.
$500.
Wow. All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.